You ever get that feeling, you know, like life's just kind of overwhelming?
Yeah, totally. When those doubts creep in, a little fear maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Today we're going deep, diving into a message that tackles that head on.
It's all about this core idea that each listener, you were born for a reason. Like there's this divine plan going on.
Like a real plan, not just random.
Exactly. Hopeful message, you know? Faith.
So let's break it down. What does it actually say and what backs it up?
Well, it starts strong right out the gate, Jeremiah 29.1.
Plans for peace, not for evil, it says.
To give you an expected end, future stuff.
Hope for the future, right. But like some folks hit hard times, they might question all this purpose talk. What then?
It gets that. Compares it to Job, actually, you know, the biblical guy.
Oh, yeah, Job went through it.
Big time.
Yeah.
But even when he was like, why me? The message says, you're still known personally.
Not lost in the crowd.
Nope. It even quotes Job's super powerful line, though he slay me, yet will I trust him.
Wow, serious faith there in the midst of bad stuff. So, how does this whole being known thing get developed further?
Moses is the next example, really driving home this connection, like one-on-one. Exodus 33.1, where Moses is talking to God.
What's he say?
Yet thou hast said, I know thee by name, and this is key, thou hast also found grace in my sight. Not just knowing, but favor.
So it's personal and positive, like good intentions behind it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Building on that, the message gets even more specific. It's not just, oh, I know your name's Bob. It's like knowing your thoughts, joys, pains. Even, get this, the number of hairs on your head.
Okay, that's oddly specific, but it makes a point, right?
Totally. Shows the level of detail, the intimacy. It
Yeah.
matters because this knowing leads to the next bit. Don't give up on fulfilling what it calls God's plan.
The plans are hard when you're struggling. How does the message address that?
Enter Jesus, not just as a divine figure, but someone who gets human
The
stuff.
suffering, the doubts.
All of it. Isaiah 53.3 gets quoted. Despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. Like heavy stuff.
Makes it relatable. If he experienced that, then maybe our rough patches aren't so out of place.
Exactly. And it goes on. Jesus waited 30 years before starting his main purpose. Plus, he overcame death itself. It's meant to be encouraging, like stick with it, even if it's tough.
So the message is consistent. Even if it's chaotic now, there's a plan, you're not forgotten.
Right, and we might not know the details just yet.
But how do we find them? Just wait around.
Not passively. The message says it unfolds as you actively seek what it calls God's will, and it brings it back around. That same God who knew Job, Moses, all those intimate details, he knows and loves you, the listener, too.
So takeaway is hope, purpose, even amidst uncertainty, you're part of something bigger.
And if you're feeling insignificant, the message hits back hard. When despair whispers that you don't matter, silence it with truth. You were created by design, chosen with love, and called for a purpose.
Powerful stuff. It ends with this call to action rooted in faith. Stand firm in faith, hold on to hope, and trust the one who holds your future. He knows your name and he will never let you go.
Heavy stuff, for sure. So makes you think, what if we really embrace that? Like deep down, believed we're known with a specific purpose.
How would that change how we face the hard parts of life? Something to ponder, folks.